Turkey's ruling AK Party appears to have lost control of the country's two biggest cities after Sunday's municipal elections. Preliminary results show a clear victory for the main opposition CHP in Ankara, while it also appears to be ahead in Istanbul. The President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party and its Islamist predecessors have been in power in both cities for 25 years. Borzu Deragahi is an international correspondent for The Independent, and he joins me now from Istanbul. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Thank you so much.
What's the latest vote count showing in Istanbul?
Well, the latest vote count shows the opposition candidate, Ekrem İmamoğlu, ahead by 28,000 votes. 28,000 votes out of some 8.3 million or so cast. So it's a very, very narrow sliver that he's ahead. And the latest news is that the government party is contesting the results. It's making sort of vague allegations of fraud, irregularities, etc., in both Istanbul and Ankara. And it looks like it's going to try to challenge the results.
The AK party says it will appeal the results, as you say. On what basis are they citing?
I mean, it remains unclear. As I said, the allegations are vague. They keep saying something about discrepancies between the official vote count as it was announced by the official news agency on election night and the morning after, and the actual numbers. They keep talking about vague allegations, fraud, of vote stealing and so on, but there's no evidence to that effect. There's been no examples cited.
President Erdogan campaigned tirelessly across the country ahead of these local elections. So how surprising is this defeat in the big cities, and why did the voters turn away from him in such a spectacular fashion?
Well, Ankara was not so surprising. The guy who won in Ankara actually won in disputed elections in 2014 before the results were reversed. And he was ahead in the polls throughout much of the campaign season. So that wasn't a big shocker. But the guy in Istanbul, he was behind in the polls. And even his own supporters didn't expect him to win. They expected to put up a good fight. And so that was, you know, really shocking to everyone, I think the opposition included. And, you know, the reason why is the Erdogan who made this campaign about himself, appeared to do so poorly in this particular election is because of the state of the economy. First and foremost, the lira dropped 30%. The value of the currency dropped 30% in large part because of the government's economic policies and missteps and so on. In addition, I think in a sort of qualitative sense, people are just sick of his political rhetoric and his style, and they're eager for something new, especially the younger generation. You see a real sort of rift between how young and old voted in this election.
And Turkey's economy went into recession a few months ago. How much of an influence was that on voters?
I think that was a big issue. That was the linchpin issue. I think people are frustrated economically. They have less buying power. Prices are up. Salaries are weak. Unemployment is up. The private sector is really suffering. Those who are working for the government on fixed salaries aren't able to afford stuff that's imported as costs go up because of the declining value of the lira. It's tough out there, and people are really going through a hard time right now. And I think that there's a real hunger for something or someone new.
Thank you so much for your time. That's Borzu Deragahi in Istanbul. He's an international correspondent for The Independent. This is RN Drive.